When you give your Christmas gifts this year, I have a feeling that you will not do that haphazardly, but that you will put thought and effort behind the selection of your gifts. You will consider who the person is, what they would enjoy, what they would like, what they need, what their particular circumstances are. Scripture tells us that when God gave his very first Christmas gift, that first Christmas, that he gave his very best and for our deepest need. This is quite well captured in the book of Galatians chapter 4, where it says, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem those under the law." What does this verse tell us about God's first and best Christmas gift? Well, it tells us several things. First of all, it tells us that God sent his son. He didn't send an emissary or a servant or an angel. Rather, he sent his beloved son. As another author puts it, his one and only son. The Father spared no expense, but gave and sent his very, very best. Second, that verse tells us that the Son was born of a woman. This Son came into the world the same way all of us do. Same kind of birth. Here was the divine Son of God. And yet he was born as a human baby, born in the same manner as all of us, born into this world with all of its troubles. Third, the verse tells us that this son was born under the law. That is to say that Jesus was born under all of the requirements of God's law. Though he was the divine lawgiver, yet he submitted himself to be held responsible to obey the law of God in its entirety. The Bible story is that you and I have the same obligation to obey God's law. We were created in God's image, made for him, and we were to obey him. And yet, we do not. We have not. We fall short of his glory. You know the old saying, right? Nobody is perfect. When we say that, we're admitting, it's an admission that everyone is a lawbreaker. Since we are lawbreakers, that we are due the punishment of God's law. But the testimony of sacred scripture is that there is one of us who is perfect. Jesus, God's sent Son, has perfectly obeyed the law of God. He is spotless, without sin, without defect. He always loved God with all of his heart, all of his soul, all of his mind, and all of his strength. He always loved his neighbor as himself. What does that mean then for us? That one among humanity has obeyed God's law perfectly. It means that God's Christmas gift can be a real gift for us. It means that he and he alone can fulfill that last line of that verse to redeem those under the law. For you see that since he is one of us, since he perfectly and personally kept the law of God, he is able to be your representative and my representative. He is able to stand in our place under the law's punishment and receive our condemnation so that we might be set free from the law, from the law's claim against us. The wonderful news of Christmas is that God sent forth his Son so that the penalty of our law-breaking might not fall on us, but that it would fall on him. And since it fell on him, the law would be satisfied, and we could go free. Now, that is a true and real gift. It's God's gift that God considered our deepest need and sent forth his best for our good. And as one person has so poignantly put it, if he had not been man, he could not redeem men. If he had not been a righteous man, he could not redeem unrighteous men. And if he had not been God's son, he could not have redeemed men for God. Today, I hope that you, whether you have understood this truth or not, or whether you have taken this truth in personally or not, that you might discover its liberating truth. We invite you this morning to consider carefully the gift of Christmas, which can be truly for you a new and glorious morn.
Why don't you?
The gift of Christmas is that God sent forth his Son that he might redeem us from slavery. Slavery to our sins and slavery under the penalty of the law. But that is only the first part of God's salvation. This verse in Galatians 4 tells us that the full blessing of Christmas is that God did all of that work so that he might adopt us as sons. To grasp the full blessing of Christmas, you must travel both to the slave market, where Jesus sets you free from your slavery to sin and from the grasp of the law. But then you must also travel to the adoption house where you're adopted into God's family and given all of the rights, privileges, and blessings of being God's legally adopted child. This is accomplished because Jesus was born that he might die, and thereby paying the penalty for our sin and making it possible for us to be received as sons and daughters. What are we to do with this news, the news of Christmas? The scriptures say that as many as received him, he gave the right to become the children of God. It is important for us to understand that adoption does not come by your own efforts or by my efforts. It does not come by your striving. It does not come by your doing. It does not come by your performance. It only comes by receiving the gift that God has given in Jesus Christ. This is wonderfully illustrated by the testimony of the great Methodist preacher, John Wesley. Wesley and his brother, Charles, before they were Christians, before John himself was a Christian, was better than most. Wesley and his brother, Charles, started a group called the Holy Club. Would you like to belong to the Holy Club? It was a group of students who studied the Bible, prayed, fasted. They went to prisons and workhouses to evangelize. They provided food and clothing for the poor of the city. But by John's own admission, it was to no avail. You see, they were all his works. They were his efforts. They were his attempts at self-salvation. Later in his life, John, looking back on that period of time in his life, said, "I had the faith of a servant, but not the faith of a son." You see, a Christian is a person who has been brought from slavery to sonship, all by simply receiving God's gift of Jesus. Has that happened in your life? Do you understand that God sent Jesus to redeem you from the slave market and to adopt you from the adoption house? If that is not the case, do you understand that today that can be your story? And then you can say what the next verse says in Galatians 4, that you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God. This, and this alone, is the true blessing of Christmas. To close this morning, I want to read the benediction from Romans chapter 11, the final verses of Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.